Hello, and welcome to the This Happened Today in History podcast for March 13th. I am your host, Mr. Miller. This podcast will cover a number of topics that happened on this date in history. Please visit the podcast webpage at thishappentoday.buzzsprout.com. There you can download the notes page, which will help you organize the information as well as develop your own ideas on how these events changed the world around us. If you're interested in hearing more, please consider subscribing so that you will not miss out on what happens tomorrow in history. In 1936, work on the Boulder Dam, also known as the Hoover Dam, was now completed 2 years ahead of schedule. The dam is 727 feet high, 600 feet thick at the base, 4 million cubic yards of concrete were used in its construction, and it took 5 years to complete at the cost of $115 million. The dam is just 25 miles from Las Vegas and provides power and water needs to the growing city, as well as the seven states in the American Southwest. The name was officially changed from the Boulder Dam to the Hoover Dam in 1947. The Hoover Dam fulfilled the goal of disseminating the wild Colorado River through the parched Southwest landscape, fueling the development of such major cities such as Los Angeles, Las Vegas, and Phoenix. Capable of irrigating 2 million acres, its 17 turbines generate enough electricity to power 1.3 million homes. The dam was designated a National Historic Landmark in 1985 and one of America's seven modern civil engineering wonders in 1994. It receives some 7 million visitors annually, while Lake Mead, the world's largest reservoir, hosts another 10 million as a popular recreation area. In 2006, construction began on the memorial and museum to commemorate the victims of the 9/11 terror attacks. These will be at the site of the destroyed World Trade Center and will feature two reflecting pools that are surrounded by trees. The National September 11 Memorial and Museum bears solemn witness to the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001 and February 26 of 1993. Respecting this site made sacred through loss, the memorial and museum remember and honor the nearly 3,000 victims of these attacks and all those who risked their lives to save others. It further recognizes the thousands who survived and all who manifested extraordinary compassion and leadership in the wake of the attacks, demonstrating the consequences of terrorism on individual lives and its impact on communities at the local, national, and international levels. The 9/11 Memorial and Museum attests to the triumph of human dignity over human depravity and affirms an unwavering commitment to the fundamental value of human life. May the lives remembered, the deeds recognized, and the spirit reawakened be eternal beacons which reaffirm respect for life, strengthen our resolve to preserve freedom, and inspire an end to hatred, ignorance, and intolerance. In 1997, thousands of people reported seeing a huge carpenter square-shaped UFO, including the Arizona Republican governor, Fife Symington. The phenomena, known as the Phoenix Lights, and although many theories have been put forward for what the lights were, many of those that saw them are still convinced they were a V-shaped UFO. The official explanation was that the lights were military flares dropped from very high altitude. You have been listening to the This Happened Today in History podcast for March 13th. I thank you for listening, and I hope that you have enjoyed learning about the historical events from the past. Thank you today to the following websites for the information on the topics: thepeoplehistory.com, Hoover Dam at history.com, and 9/11 Memorial at 911memorial.org. The music used as the background track for this podcast is Americana, created by Kevin McLeod on incompetech.com. If you enjoyed this information and would like to hear more, please consider subscribing, as this will keep the historical events in your feed in the morning for each day. I hope you have a great day.